Okay. Jesse also asked that we post in the Facebook group when we're going to record, so I did that.
Oh, can't he just check the Discord?
Apparently he's not on Discord and he always forgets. I'm like, it's Jesse. I'm not saying I'm going to do it every time.
Jesse James.
Oh, like Cactus Jack Jesse?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, don't post for him. He abandoned us. He's not my friend anymore.
Now who's going to tell me inane wrestling trivia that I don't want to hear?
They've all left us.
I know. And the Alliance chat has quieted way down.
Oh, because it's always references that I have no idea.
Well, it's all current stuff, and I'm like, I don't care about current wrestling.
That's what's killing me about that wrestling game you had me...
I know. It's all these new people, and I'm like, I can't play these people. Yeah. I don't know who they are.
It's like the WWE, which has one of the most gigantic, diverse rosters of all times. Yeah. And your character choices are... three different versions of someone named Roman Reigns, three different versions of someone named Seth Rollins, or three different versions of someone named Dean Ambrose. I was like, oh my God!
Even though the cover video shows me Macho Man and, like, you know, classics, like, give me a Ricky Steamboat character or something.
Seriously.
Like, that would be awesome. I want to be flying high off the top rope, you know? I mean,
give me a team up of Junkyard Dog and Marty Jannetty and I'll be happy.
No, Bret Michaels has to be with Marty Jannetty.
Boo! Marty
Dude,
Jannetty.
They were like the Rock and Roll Express.
They were, and then Shawn Michaels got too big for his britches.
Yeah, but that was way later.
That was not way
Isn't
later.
Is it after Marty Jannetty even quit wrestling?
Oh, I don't know. I assume Marty Jannetty went insane and killed people by now. Yeah, I don't know whatever happened to that dude. I'm sure it wasn't good, though. But yeah,
Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty.
Shawn Michaels, when he went rogue, that was good. Those were good wrestling years.
Yeah.
Back when wrestling was rated R.
With the rated R superstar?
And all of them. They were all, there was an episode that I watched on Monday Night Raw. It was the first time Edge became WWE champion.
Sure.
That week on Monday, because that happened at the pay-per-view. So on Monday Night Raw, he went into the ring and simulated having sex with Lita.
What did Christian think about that?
I don't know. He probably was shocked like I was, because when he pulled up the covers when Alita's came out.
Ooh.
I was flabbergasted.
Because that was live.
Yeah, that's what King said. He's like, oh, it's live TV. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that was back when it was live on, what, USA Network?
Yeah, I think that's before they invented Spike.
Yeah, but it was, yeah, I think it was on USA back then.
I agree.
Right? Back when ECW was on Sci-Fi Channel.
Back when ECW was.
Oh, my God. The best wrestling federation of all time.
Yeah, I suppose.
Nothing beat ECW.
All right. Do you want to get started? I got to get home.
Yeah. Well, go, man. Go.
Well, I couldn't hit it before. Ian said...
Yeah, I forgot
Kenny
about that.
He says it every night on TV.
I'm better now.
All right. I am clicking broadcast. Starting? Starting? Oh, it's still starting. Started.
All right, dead air. I love it when there's dead air. That is the best. You're the best around.
Nothing could ever bring me down. The best.
Okay.
Around. I always like to give people a few minutes to, you know.
Settle in.
Get their listening boots on. Get themselves a tall, cold drink. Kick back their feet. Light up a nice pipe. You know, because that's what young kids do.
Yeah, I'm sure. They're all vaping.
You know, you can get the vape pipes now, right? So you can get a pipe. You can get, like, Gandalf's pipe that will take vaping cartridges. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to fight all the hipsters. Just, like, fight them all.
You gotta free up more time for that.
For fighting the hipsters?
Yeah.
Someday I'm going to take up the pipe. I'm not sure when. I've decided how old I need to be to start taking up the pipe, but someday. Someday when I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to die anyway, you might as well get lung or mouth cancer too. So, time to pipe up.
Nice theory.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. All right, let's get this show on the road. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 79th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. As always, I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, KS72, SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian, the Puzzle Warriors. Hi, kids.
Hello.
Hey.
Ho, ho.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
To say, hey, kid.
What's happening?
I don't know. All right, so this is the week of February 22nd through February 29th. Big happenings today. We'll get to that un momento, por favor. For your Deadpool dailies, today, Black Blade, Thursday, Green Patch, Friday, Red Torch, Saturday, Yellow Colossus, Sunday, Red Cyclops, Monday, Yellow Hood, Blue, Tuesday, Doc Ock, shut it, Wednesday, Red Thor. For your 5-day, 4-star crash!
Smash! Thanks.
Of the Titans. yesterday was Cho.
Truth.
Beating himself up, I've already forgotten. Hulk?
Unlikely.
No. Who was Cho fighting?
She-Hulk? Unlikely. I don't remember. I didn't participate.
Boy, I've already forgotten.
That's really sad. I mean, I don't remember either.
Boy, that is completely sad. I know it was an easy victory, so I don't remember what happened, but it was a quick punch. He punched the face. Oh, it was Beast. Thanks, Desert Tortoise. It was Beast, yeah. So I was an easy wrap up there. It sounds like Ian did not play. Ray, what you got?
Oh yeah, Beast was no problem. That color overlap made it easy.
Yeah.
And I don't have him champed or anything, but I got him at a decent level and a whole bunch of green. So punchy punchy.
Yeah, and then an unexpected. Hey, here it is. Due to new feature to be discussed later, there was another Crash of the Titans today, where you had what was it? Deadpool versus. The Wolverine.
Yeah. The X-Forces did battle.
They did, and Deadpool put the whoop down on Wolverine in my land. Did you fare the same?
Yeah. Yeah. Deadpool champed. It was all about just building up Red and then taking his head off. Yeah.
Yeah, you can just let Wolverine beat on you because you're just going to heal it all back.
Yeah, I have no idea. I've not had a chance to participate. I squandered all my Puzzle Quest time yesterday. Vomiting, and I will spend it today playing Puzzle Quest.
All right, good times. Next up should be You Can't See Her because she's Elektra. So that's got that
already
going.
Again?
Yes.
Maybe I'll have her confused with someone else. Okay, that's fine.
I believe that's the order.
Sure, I believe
you. I could be wrong. We'll might as well throw this in here. For a feature to be discussed later, the Behemoth Burrito for today was Falcon America along with... I've already lost it. Holy smokes.
Beast
and Bullseye.
Yeah, there you go.
You needed to complete that one. Again, that was pretty easy peasy to get those two CP. Coming up later this week, the four stars will be Peggy, Professor X, Cyclops, Thing, Invisible Woman, Carnage, and then Quake.
Cool.
Wow, the Behemoth Burrito really makes things a little bit more complicated for this section.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an awful lot of things to try and list them all, so... I'm just going to try and hit the four stars, I think.
Fair enough.
Right.
All right. In Story Event Land, the gauntlet is still going. Finally should be wrapping up for everybody today. Coming up next will be Deadpool versus. 5 and 9,000 get you the Iron Fist. 15,000 for the Power Man. 28,000 for the CP. And top 100 get the brandy new Phil Coulson.
Yay! Ooh.
More about him later. In the Open Your Mind Quaid season... Hotshot is currently running. 800 gets you a Black Torch. 900 Falcon America. 1200 for the CP. Top 5 is Gwenpool. And 6 to 50 is the Hood. All right, let's talk about some Deadpool daily quest changes. There's loads of them. Oh, loads, I say.
Nothing but changes.
Changes. Turn face the strange. Changes. All right, let's hit this. The big enchilada.
Yes.
Went from being, you know, a long time to a much shorter time.
Truth.
We went from 4 waves and 12 people down to 1 wave of 6 people.
Nice.
This should make it much easier, I think, for, you know, lower level players to start being able to complete that earlier.
I hope so,
because
it was easy already.
It has gotten much easier than it used to be.
It makes it way less grindy, though.
Yeah. Let's see. What else is new? The Crash of the Titans mission... is now still gives you a reward once per 5 days, but it now will stay on the screen for 5 days. So you don't have to do it right away, which is kind of good if you've got, you know, someone who that you don't have good covers for, you know, it gives you an extra 4 days to maybe get a cover.
Maybe get
the
cover. Who knows? You could, maybe it could start and you had fully intended on playing it and then stomach flu.
There you go.
Now you can play it the next day when you're feeling significantly better.
Yeah. More daily progression rewards. So every day, completing the 1-star, 2-star, and 3-star missions will give you all progression rewards up to and including that bonus 2,000 ISO. There's now completing the 4-star mission will give you an additional taco token. And then completing the crash gets you, your legendary.
Right. And they peppered a few other things in there. There's elite tokens have made their way in there because they are just silly with elite tokens in this game anymore.
Yeah, they do love the tokens.
And lots and lots of prizes coming out of the new Deadpool Daily.
And then the aforementioned Behemoth Burrito.
Yes.
Which functions kind of like your combined arms. You get a 2-star character, a 3-star character, and a 4-star character that are predetermined. And you will use that set of folks in battle. It started today with Falcon America, as we said, and his buddy's Beast.
Yes, and all of which are required to participate. Also,
yes, you must have them all.
So when Moonstone comes around, most of us will be sad, and Craig will get to play.
Ha ha ha! Gotta catch them all. So it follows the same progression as the Crash of the Titans. For the required 4-star, it's just they decided to start with Falcon America instead of at the top of the chart.
Cool.
So that's your Deadpool dailies. Big changes there. Seems exciting. Nothing else. You're getting 2 extra CP every day.
An extra taco token.
Extra taco tokens. You're getting more out of that vault.
Rewards. Oh, my goodness.
If you want to hoard your taco tokens until you can max it out, it's 1/2 easier now.
Yeah.
Now you're getting 3 per day instead of 2.
Yeah.
Good point. I will never do that because I don't have that kind of restraint.
Yeah, me either.
But good for the people who like to hoard them. Let's talk about one of my favorite characters from the TVs. Agent Phil Coulson.
Yeah.
So Phil is a 4-star character here in the Marvel Puzzle Quest. He's got some interesting set of abilities. He's got all active passives. I don't know what to call them.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're called.
Yeah.
They're called active passives.
Yeah. So his first one is the active part is 12 yellow, and it is Call the Cavalry. What this means is that he creates a countdown tiles. Very much like
Kingpin, except good guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Instead of the Maju, you're getting Shield.
Yes, you're getting Shield.
Pretty much the exact same things. It's Commander countdowns. It is Sniper countdowns. It is Spy countdowns, and so on and so on. The passive part gives you 1 AP, or at higher levels, 2 AP, when a friendly countdown tile reaches 0. So when those things get the fire off, not only do they get to do their, their damage, their tile creation, whatever may have you, they also will give you some AP back.
Yeah, so it makes me not want to use them with Kingpin, because Kingpin, you can use those tiles for
you poke them away.
Yeah, don't want to do that. I want that AP.
Yeah. His second power is Best Laid Plans for 8 purple. At basic level, you get to choose 2 red or green tiles, make them charge tiles, and then swap them. So hopefully you get to make a couple matches out of that, getting the bonuses from the charge tiles. And it reduces the countdown timer by 2 for any friendly countdown tiles. So it also has a passive that if you make a match while you have 6 or more team-ups, team-up AP, it spends 2 team-up AP to reduce a random friendly countdown timer by 1.
Hmm.
So you get to throw these tiles out there and then very quickly get them to fire off.
Right.
So that's pretty exciting. And then his last power is 11 big blue for super secret shield tech. It steals random AP for each friendly countdown tile on the board, which could be quite a bit.
Yeah.
It has a passive as well, which triggers whenever an ally player activates a power that then creates a 2-turn countdown tile that deals damage. Increasing this ability's level will give the ability more damage, reduce the 2-turn countdown from the passive to 1 turn, or add more AP per friendly countdown tile. So, man, I really want to play him with the, God help me, War Machine, and throw in some Star-Lord, and I just want to make 1,000 tile countdown tiles all over the screen. This is what I'm going to try and pull off. This is where I'm going. What you think?
I'm not a fan of that. I don't think that having that many... Here's my problem. You have that many countdown tiles out there, whenever the computer makes a match, they're more likely to take one away, and it makes me sad every time they do that.
Right, but I'm getting all the AP back?
It's true, true.
And then I can fire off powers, make them reduce down to 1 pretty easily, it seems.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, Stochasticism brought some...
Think of the Star-Lord punch. He's going to punch for all the
punches.
Yeah,
that's going to be insane. That is absolutely true.
Red punch to the face.
I'm curious about this. Can Carol not send her executive decision as a team up? Because so Stasisism is suggesting that since it has a passive, it can't be sent as a team up. And that would mean that none of Coulson's powers could.
That's a good thought.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
I also don't know. I'm sorry. Hopefully that pause wasn't for me. I was like, I got nothing. This character is way too complex for someone like me.
It has an active thing, so maybe it could be, they could all be sent, but I don't know.
Yeah. I would assume you can send the active part. Just obviously the passive part won't do anything.
Yeah, good point.
I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. I think he looks pretty cool. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about it. I enjoy watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I think Coulson is a good choice.
I agree. I think he is a pretty dope character. Hopefully he will turn out to be one of the game's better characters.
I think he's going to be pretty cool. I don't know.
Well, I like Kingpin, and I mean, the ability to call S.H.I.E.L.D., I mean, that's similar to Kingpin's yellow. And
Yeah.
Looks good. I like it.
Yeah, now that you mentioned that, that both of those powers are yellow for both of them, which makes them hard to use together.
Right. Yeah. So I'm leaning
War Machine. It is. Yes.
I'm leaning more toward War Machine and Star-Lord.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's gonna be fun. And then the next newest thing on the horizon is they made a bunch of power changes. When was that? On Saturday they announced these. Strictly speaking, this is a fix more than anything else because in our previous talks with them, team up tiles have never been considered basic tiles.
True.
They've always been their own flavor of tile. So now all these powers that say they change basic tiles, they changed to only affect basic tiles, which are, your normal colors. So there's a bunch of powers that got changed. Most sadly, Switch. But
I don't know. I'm thinking most sadly, Cyclops. Called Shot.
Right.
I used to use his Called Shot to take out, enemy, strike tiles. Red strike tiles are often on the board. So Called Shot was awesome, but apparently can't do that anymore.
I don't know, I think you just can't blow up team-up tiles anymore.
Really? You think? I haven't used him since Saturday, so I don't know. But I assume that since it said basic tiles, normally basic tiles means they don't have anything on them.
Right. I thought his power could target... I thought it destroyed all red... It only destroys red basic tiles, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, so...
I mean, I don't use him fairly often because I still don't have enchanted, so I don't get to use him as often as you do.
Sure.
Someday.
Yeah, it does.
We'll be together. Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Oh, no, it does. Never mind. It specifically states strike, attack, and protect tiles. So never mind. That won't be a problem. You just can't target it on a team up tile. So I'm less sad.
There you go.
Hooray.
Sorry. Bang, bang, Cactus Jack. Bang, bang. He just posted an image into Discord that made me laugh.
He said, I wish we could have gotten the real star of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the game, and he posted a picture of Patton Oswalt.
Yeah! Oh, Agent Koenig is the best.
Well, I prefer Agent Koenig.
Yeah, I that would be amazing. I just got to that episode this season and stopped halfway through because I had things to do, but...
Oh, it's a good one.
So happy that he's back.
Yeah, it was fun times. It was a good episode. So that's the new stuff. Deadpool Daily's the biggest one. And then Coulson, whom I'm pretty excited about. Excited about these Deadpool changes. Gives me a new twist every morning because that's usually the first thing I do. I wake up and I play some Deadpool Daily to wake myself up.
Tell me who got affected by the power changes besides Switch and Four-Star Cyclops?
It is Beast, Animal Inside, Cyclops Called Shot, Cyclops Combined Forces, The Eye of Akamadu, Mastermind Excello from Cho, Ballistic Salvo from Battery.
Yeah, you're right to skip it. I'm sorry. I'm bored. Go on.
There's a good one right next. Oh.
Moonstone Gravity Warp, Quicksilver Idle Hands, Rocket Group Blammo, Switch Arcane Incantation, Switch Hex Bolt levels 1 through 4, Silver Surfer Silver Singularity, man, Squirrel Girls, Squirrels, War Machine's Gatling Gun, and the Winter Soldier's Precision Shot.
I just meant to mention Moonstone, so.
Oh. Good old Moonstone. She's my hero. So, Ray, what's in that mailbag?
A lot of comments. First, from last week, Jables MC said, for those who didn't know, the vocabulary for last week was, Schadenfreude.
Yeah, it sure was.
Apparently Ian worked that into the episode.
He did. It's because he likes to taunt me and wish bad things upon me.
Well, I don't want to wish them upon you, but I do take pleasure when you do suffer.
We had several comments about Nanny and the Professor. Joe said, you made
soft and sweet, wise and wonderful,
Stop it.
A mystical,
Stop it.
Magical Nanny.
First, Joe doom, said, ba-doom, ba-doom, you made that up, Craig.
No way. It's got a sweet, you know, them bass beat.
But Cactus Jack says he remembers the Nanny and Professor and then posted a picture of Patrick Stewart with, I can't remember her name, but from the Nanny, the woman from the Nanny sitting on
Fran Drescher?
Sitting on his lap. Yeah.
That's funny.
Couldn't leave that out.
McAvoy or Stewart?
Yeah. Hey, Joe also said that both of the shows you mentioned are why TV was so terrible back then. Anyway, I'm getting off that subject.
Oh, hey, while we're in this subject, I'm going to give a shout out to Mark Cole, who said, while everyone else on our podcast network doesn't want to talk to me, he would be happy to have me on his show. So, Mark, I'm going to take you up on that. We'll totally get on there and talk about stuff.
All right. So,
how does that have to do with 70s TV?
Because that was one of the things he said we could talk about was old TV.
Oh, okay. Good.
friend of the show, Mark Cole, if you're a Longbox Heroes listener.
Joe also said that he still has you penciled in to appear in Longbox Heroes to talk about the Suicide Squad and the Banana Splits.
I know, I can't wait. It's coming out next month. That's a March release. So looking forward to that comment.
Okay, there you go. he also made, there were a ton of comments, but Joe's was funny, I thought. A lot of comments about the Gauntlet and how it's not quite as enjoyable as a lot of the events. It's long and drawn out and, you know, we all were. But Joe said the only person who likes the Gauntlet is Angry Salad, and he's terrible.
That was a sweet burn.
And about the podcast, Scrognog Gutentags also suggested that Craig start your own podcast on the soon-to-be-named network called Professor Sitcom, where you sit and talk about the shows that you member.
Ooh, I can totally do that. I member.
Meanwhile, AstroMonkey9 said that he's starting to worry. He's got far too many of your references, and he's wondering if he's becoming a monster.
That is a fair concern.
Now on, you know, on the local TV, there's, you know, one of these, you know, mystery UTV channels or MeTV or one of these. And it shows, you know, really horrible shows from way back when. Mm-hmm. And one day I had it turned on and F Troop came on and that was awesome. And then one night we were at Erica's parents and I was just trying to find something to watch. And it had an episode of Wonder Woman followed up by an episode of the A-Team.
Wow.
See, those are both pretty dope.
Boy, they were when I was a kid. Turns out they are the worst television I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they don't hold up. Woo. But, you know, those are things people have heard of. And then, you know, F-Troop's not that bad. At worst, it's comically racist. back when you could just air anything you wanted to on television.
Oh, those engines are going to get you.
But, I know this is going to seem odd because this is the way you led into the story and this could blow your mind, but.
Okay.
You could just watch nothing, Craig.
No. No.
When it comes down to, am I going to watch A-Team, F-Troop, or Wonder Woman? You just turn off the television, call it a night.
Nah, there's got to be an episode of something on. I mean.
to take you back down a little bit here, Nick 1118 did post that with each passing episode that we put out, his rage fueled by hatred of Craig and his disdain for quality things such as The Force Awakens, Four Star Cyclops, and Stranger Things. He says if this keeps up, within the next three episodes, his rage will burn into the intensity of a thousand suns, and Kronos will have no choice but to harvest it to create another Draxian killing machine.
Wow. Now again, The Force Awakens is still a piece of garbage.
No.
You will never. That movie sucks. It just sucks.
It didn't suck, but it was truly uninspired.
I am up to 6.5 episodes of Stranger Things.
Wow,
and
courageous.
I still don't get it. It's all you did was take the Goonies, blend it with Firestarter, and Oh, what was my third
but
one?
But wait a minute. You love the Goonies and Firestarter.
Yeah, I don't need them mashed all together.
Your brain confuses me.
I mean, it's like, all right, we're going to make him do the travel shuffle. Okay, when you use your telepathy, your nose bleeds. And I'm like, ah, can you have an original idea, please, on this show?
Have you not been able to grasp the tone or the theme of that show? Why did you think original ideas was what it was all about?
Yeah, I haven't any idea what it's about.
It's a creative way to be nostalgic without remaking 80s garbage.
Yeah, but that's all he did was, I don't get it. I'm going to finish it out. I still don't get it.
In a similar thing, we have a correction for something that you said, Craig.
Oh, well, okay.
Perrin Diak said that we got it reversed. Megadeth won the Grammy, and they played Metallica.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch the Grammys, so
okay.
I was just going by, I just heard that it was an all-around bad night for Metallica. How did Megadeth win a Grammy?
That's what I wanted to know, too.
I didn't know they still made albums. Like, I haven't listened to any of their stuff since, like, 1991.
No, it's been since then. Countdown to Destruction.
Extinction was 1991.
No.
Yes.
Really?
I was a freshman in college listening to that album.
I'll have to do some research and get back to you.
Yeah, man. Countdown to Extinction was a great album. Absolutely loved it. Played it to death. But I think that's the last one of their things that I actually listened to.
Played it to Megadeth.
Oh, I see where you went there.
Oh, I should boo myself for that one. That was shameful.
Another funny comment. Stinkbomb said that he's naming an NPC in his D&D campaign Nigel Smallfawcett.
He's got to be a bard or something too, right?
Well, he's named Nigel. He has to be a bard, I think.
Right,
I
mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
All right, Cactus Jack says it was 92.
That's still ridiculous, but okay.
All right. I remember being at, you know, P-Sunk at the time, so.
It's like 25 years.
Yeah. That's Penn State New Kensington for those not in the know. If you're not a P-Sunk aficionado.
And the last thing that I have is from Ava Vavoom, who is an Alliance mate. So this is a good defense of Drax. It says, I used Drax a fair amount because he was the first four-star that I had fully covered. Probably not a great character, but considering he was fully covered, started playing him a bunch. If you start doing damage to only the front enemy, right, so you leave the other two be, that leaves you two guys that you can do 9,000 points of damage to with your red. You can only do it twice, but how long are your fights that you're going to use the same power more than that many number of times? So you get that going, and then not long after, you can kick off his black for somewhere between like 7 and 13,000 points of damage, and then purple is just ignored. So he doesn't synergize great with other people, but if you have like Switch or Cho on the team, that means there's always a countdown tile to make the black do at least 9,000 points of damage. So I think that's a pretty good argument that Drax can be useful. He's just not as we represented on the show last time.
Yeah. Does not
work,
top tier.
Does not work well with others, but yeah. But thanks. I mean, hey, that gives me a better idea of where I can use them when I get them covered. So anyway, that's the last I got in the mailbag.
Wow.
That was quick.
I liked it.
Efficient is what I call it.
Was it terse?
No.
No.
Efficient.
I didn't find it terse at all.
Ian, what time is it?
Oh my gosh, is it that time already?
It is. Holy smokes, time flying through this.
This is glorious. Oh gosh, what have I done? Oh no, everything's good. Featured character of the week.
Brought to you by Race Me, Tony Sotts. You've heard of Beat the Bishop. You're sick of beating Bobby Flay. Now you can take your chances and race me, Tony Sotts. Bringing the excitement of car racing to reality TV. Do you have what it takes to race me, Tony Sotts? Coming soon to, I don't know, it's got to be on Spike, right?
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Sure, that sounds like something Spike would put out. You're a reality TV enthusiast.
I am.
So I would know. Did you watch, or has it aired, or did it ever come to fruition, that game where it's supposed to be a reality show where you're getting chased by a bunch of men in black?
Yes.
And they try to throw a bag over your head and tase you, and you try to escape?
That was a show. It did air. I did not watch it.
Did you record it?
I did not.
Oh, how will I ever see it now?
I don't know. It was on after something that was live.
Oh.
So it was one of those, it'll start directly after this. And I'm like, I can't set my DVR for sometime after this. So I did not watch it, but yeah, the theory was that somehow you were going to evade the man for a week, and if you did, you won like $1.50. I just didn't seem like it. I just didn't understand it.
Okay. And like, for $1.50, it hardly seems worth it.
Like, you know, so you can't have a cell phone, you can't have credit cards, like, you know, it just didn't... Okay, so I have some cash and a car, but it's supposed to be, like, the government coming after you, so, you know, why aren't they finding my license plate from, you know, cameras and cities and things, and...
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but...
Did you not know the name of this show?
No.
I don't.
Okay, apparently it's The Hunted.
Yeah.
Mm.
Discord is just streaming with people saying Hunted. It's The Hunted.
So did anybody watch it? No one actually watched it.
I don't know.
Okay, so this week we're going to learn more about, you guessed it, Spider-Gwen. So Gwen Stacy is one of Peter Parker's legion of girlfriends and love interests and whatnot, except this one lives in an alternate universe where she plays rock music and dresses up like Spider-Man.
Well, she gets bit by the spider instead of Peter Parker.
Oh, God, it's even worse. I didn't do my research. All right, let me just tell you about this character. We'll give you a more colorful background next week. Let's see. Her purple ability, Teenage Kicks, will cost you 6. She stuns you for a random enemy for 1 turn. Then she creates a web tile. Then she creates 2 web tiles. Then it's 2 turns of stun. Then it's 2 random enemies for 2 turns of stun for 2 web tiles. So it gets good at 5. Cherry Bomb, it's red. Costs 12, probably does some direct damage. Deals 1,500 damage when an enemy to the enemy and removes a random web tile from the board. The cost diminishes by 1 AP for every web tile on the board, minimum of 6. So you can get the cost all the way down to 6. It does more damage all the way up to 9,390 damage. And then good old Kick Out the Jams. It's yellow, costs 8 AP, and she gives each teammate a burst of 136 health and creates 2 web tiles. More health, more health, more health, more health, and then 3 web tiles at the top tier. So 3,064 health and 3 web tiles. That red seems important. How about 553? Kick Out the Jams seems dumb. There we go. That's my in-depth analysis, is Kick Out the Jams seems kind of dumb because it doesn't help her. The animation is sweet, though.
Yeah.
The animation on all of her powers are pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over at 1-4-5 at the moment.
Ooh, you're one ahead of me. I've got 1-3-5.
But unfortunately for me, I just keep getting the yellow.
Right.
Which was, you know, especially useful when her crash rolled around and I could heal all of my friends that I didn't have with me.
Right.
So, you know, so that was nice of me. Yeah, I think I would definitely play hers 5-5-3. I mean, her, even at 5, the Kick Out the Jams is only healing for 2,500.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it makes some web tiles for her other powers, but...
Right, but so does the other one, and that stuns a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. 5-5-3 for sure, for me.
Yep.
I have no argument whatsoever, except for the fact that I only have 5 yellow right now, so...
Yeah.
I actually only use her when I want to use yellow to do some burst healing. But, I mean, she does have Cherry Bomb, but not having it leveled up, it's not worth it. So, yeah. What do the internet say? Ooh, look, 5-5-3.
Yeah, it seems plausible.
Yeah.
All right.
Kudos to the internet.
So that was Spider-Gwen, brought to you by Race Me, Tony Sots! Worst part is I can't say that without pointing my thumbs at myself either, because that's how I pictured Tony Sots in my head.
He does seem like that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And racing does not interest me, but I would probably watch that show.
It doesn't interest anybody, I don't think.
Oh, it interests lots of people.
No, they're taking a bath this year.
Really?
Whoever there was their sponsor last few years.
Everybody in the history of all time?
No. You know how, like, one big sponsor sponsors the whole driving in circles?
Oh, like the Sprint
Cup. It was Nextel or Sprint or one of those things. Well, apparently, this year they couldn't get anyone, so instead of, like, I guess normally they charged, like, $65 million or some such, they couldn't even get, like, $40 million this year, so...
Wow.
Interest is down in the cars driving in circles.
Hmm.
Yeah. I did not, now that you say that, I didn't realize that. I just thought, because every week the race would be sponsored by whatever needed to be promoted that week, and they would just totally throw. I remember one year it was the SpongeBob SquarePants the Movie 500.
There you go.
I was like, all right, there you go.
Yeah, I missed it when it used to be sponsored by good old Big Tobacco.
I did not expect that.
Nope. I mean, if you're gonna have cars racing in circles, you might as well have it be like sponsored by, you know, Mail Pouch or something.
Yeah, good old Mail Pouch.
All right, anybody got things on the vines?
Before we do that, real quick, okay. The one thing that was mentioned on Discord that I thought was worth mentioning was she is great to use with other tile web generators like Miles. If you throw Miles out there, it makes her red super cheap, super fast. And if you have it at a 5, you're doing like, you know, what did we say? 8,000, 9,000 points of damage. Pretty good. Anyway, just thought it was worth mentioning.
All right.
Excellent.
Yeah. I hear Ian's really excited. I am.
You could tell by my tone.
Hit me with your best vine. Fire away.
I am drawing ever closer to caving in on champing all my 3 stars.
Yeah, that's where it's
at. So I am left with a decision of who to champion next, and my options are the Sentry or the Vision.
Vision,
yeah.
Okay.
I like Vision way more than other people. Now, I like him. I like the character in the comics. But,
yeah, character is definitely dope.
His blue, I mean, I know he's not quote-unquote broken, but his blue is still good, and his red is still really nice. 4,000-some AoE damage is still pretty good.
Yeah, and you almost never use the yellow, but if he's your only living character left, sometimes you can really drag out a match by going into yellow mode and taking no damage.
Yeah, I rarely do that, but it is still true.
Yeah.
All right, that was easy enough, and that's fair, because I also don't like the character Sentry. I don't like the comic book version of Sentry. Nothing about the Sentry appeals to me. I don't like his ridiculous haircut. He's just a disappointing guy all around.
All right.
After he brutally murdered Ares, he became my all-time nemesis.
Oh, he killed Ares?
He did. Yeah. A while back. During Dark Reign. When the Dark Avengers were forming, and Ares was like, oh, wait a minute, this is just a trick that Osborn's going to take over the world? I'm going to try to stop you? And the Sentry's like, I'm going to tear you in half? I was like, oh, that was lame.
Yeah.
Ares deserves better than being torn in half.
Another vote, Desert Tortoise started off with just do whoever you get the 14th cover for. However, he just did mention the Sentry was on the Daily Deadpool on Monday, so it'll be a while till you get another cover of his.
Right.
So,
Vision it is. Thanks, friends.
I've got, another green Cho, because that's what I get, are green Chos. I've got a red, good old buddy, pal of mine, Scott Summers.
Yay!
And I've got a 3-star Thanos that's dying in 10 hours, which I guess I'll just sell.
That's sad.
Yeah, I cannot. My Thanos is a 3-4-5, so of course all I get are greens. So, Someday I'll be having all the 3 stars championed again, but that day will not be today.
That does make me sad.
Yeah.
My vine is less sad, but more. I have 15 covers, but they're all 2-star.
Right.
They're all either Dakin or Captain America, because they are both ready, fully covered, ready to be championed, but I can't do it because I need to level up Peggy. And she takes way more priority.
Peggy? Dale? You don't know who I am.
Hi, Dale. And one of these expires in 11 hours, so I'm just going to go ahead and sell me off a Dakin cover, which kind of makes me sad, but I've got 4 days to the next one, so. Peggy. Sorry, yeah, I'm really excited about championing Peggy.
Yeah, Peggy's a beast. Beast.
Yeah.
She's become like one of the people now that in PvP I just skip her.
Often.
If your team features Peggy, I'm out. I will just go fight someone else.
I got better things to do with my time. I'm going home.
I just ain't got time for her. It just makes the match too painful. Like,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, your powers take forever to charge up, and then she gets her you know, she punches you in the face for a million, and then her countdowns go off and machine gun bullets come flying out of nowhere and hurt you for way more damage than they probably should. And It's just too frustrating.
Seriously.
I just won't deal with her. I'm just done with her.
Think of all that time you could have spent getting a cold pop.
Exactly. There could have been somebody barbecuing. Did anybody get anything exciting this week? I don't remember getting anything, so I'm going to go with, I don't know.
I don't think I did. I think I just championed that vision, though. So hopefully soon I'll get something good.
I don't think nothing comes to mind.
Mm-mm.
All right. Well, let's move over to our favorite guy, this guy, and open up a token.
Oh, all right. Why don't you guys go first? Because I started playing today's Crash of the Titan to see how it was going to pan out.
Of course you did.
All right, let me get to the legendary screen.
You want me to go?
Hey, now I can poke Black Panther in the face.
Yeah, Black Panther. That's awesome.
All right, I'm going to poke him in the right eye.
It's exciting. Black Panther, Doctor Strange, and Thanos in there.
Oh, the right eye was the correct choice.
Oh.
It's a purple 5-star.
Yeah. Court Death, Thanos.
Ooh. Flames of the Saltines.
Ooh. I think they're... Sorry, I hate that nickname. I hate you for using it.
That gets him up to a 103. Three Saltines. Ray.
I'm going ahead. Click. No, I got a 4-star. But it is Baldi himself, Professor X, Master Plan.
Ooh.
And he is champion, so that's an easy addition. He will be level 276. I like him. He is awesome with Nova. I mean, I know people use him for Charlie's Angels, but you take him and Nova out. Nova puts out strike tiles. You make Charles invisible, and they just crank through the roof, making matches for like 10,000 points of damage. It's insane.
That's a lot of damage.
It is.
Ian,
okay.
How's that match going?
It was good. I just lost.
Oh.
So, it's okay. I was not. I just wanted to feel it out and see what I had him. I got Deadpool at like 332 or something like that, but he was still at level 70, so I'll pump him up with some ISO and go back in there, and I think, hopefully things go my way. But let's get opening some tokens.
It's really all about red, it seems.
Okay.
That it's match. All about the Pentiums, baby.
Wow. Left eye is for poking?
Right eye for me.
Oh, I went left eye. I thought you told me left eye.
No, left eye, Lopez.
That's okay. I got a sweet show cover.
Oh, was it black?
Craig's, nope, it's always green, Craig.
Okay. Man, because I could just get me one hot dog healing, I'd be so happy.
Do you have him maxed in green?
In green? No, not at all. I have now, I just put it in there, and now he is at 311.
Oh, okay.
So it was absolutely useful.
I totally enjoy him now after his redo. I really do.
I agree.
So there you go.
Cool. Thanks, this guy.
Yeah. Opening of tokens brought to you by this guy. Special note here, kids. No live show next week. Two of the Puzzle Warriors will be off, most likely playing Paigal Poker.
Oh.
During this period of time frame.
Be cautious, brave Puzzle Warriors. That whole town is just littered with Loki's evil magic. So be on your guard.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know.
But Las Vegas? 100% trickster town.
Oh, okay.
You can take all your dollars.
All I know is that I can be sitting at a table at Binion's with some really attractive dealers. Not at the table that I'm sitting at. But in visual range of where I sit. And I can watch the blackjack dealers from across the room and play me some Paigal. That's what I plan on doing.
How's your conversational Cantonese?
No, I was not learning. It was
Mandarin?
Yeah. Mandarin. I was trying to learn. And I have not spent enough time on it this week. I've been doing some other things. So
come on, dude. You had one goal.
I know. So instead of a live show, kids, there will be a special show that is currently being prepared just for you.
Rated top secret
and
for
it's,
you guys.
Hopefully you will enjoy.
Oh, you will.
That's what I got to say about
that. It is by far the 7th best show we've ever done.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what the top 6 are, but okay.
I don't either.
I don't know, but I like to leave a little wiggle room when I make outrageous claims.
Wiggle.
It is going to be, it is not a week without Puzzle Warriors. It won't be a full show, but it's an interview that Yeah, you'll want to hear
it. It is not a best of episode. It is new content.
Right. It's not a clip show.
It's not a flashback show. It's not a clip show. It's not just those super cuts.
The super cut of Craig together, singing.
Just all strung together for an hour straight.
That would be mean, man.
Yeah. It will be unreleased content.
Yeah, it should be some good content that you will enjoy. Please, please check it out. And then we will be back live on whatever, the 8th? I think it's the 8th.
Yeah, the 8th.
Yeah. So, Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
The soon-to-be-named podcast network, which can be found at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com, is a podcast network filled with a variety of excellent shows, some containing us, some not containing us. So precious few containing Craig.
Still makes me sad.
But all an excellent way to fill your commute or your free time when you're finished listening to the Puzzle Warriors 3. And if you go to our homepage, you can get a direct link to any of the shows on our network, or you can check them out at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
I'm still waiting for my invite for Prodigal Son so I can come on and curse.
It's never coming.
That's what it seems like. It's never coming.
Oh, weird the time we had you in for this next Monday. I'm sorry.
I won't be able to make it. That's
weird.
Too bad.
That's sorry. You'll have to talk to our producer.
Yeah. Oh, well.
See what we can do.
I think that's all we got for this week. As always, everybody, thank you for joining us. Check us out at puzzlewarriors3.com. Leave comments or complaints or why you can try and tell me Stranger Things is actually not just boring. On the discuss feature, you can leave comments on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our homepage. You buy something, we get some pennies. You can become one of our sweet sponsors. And I swear to you, we're going to get back to you about these sponsor rewards because we've just forgotten to update that.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys will get a spark. I'm sure you'll have a spark of genius while you're on vacation.
Yeah. And then, or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3 and buy something either Puzzle Warriors or soon to be named network related.
Sorry. Donkey Teeth just posted up here from the desk of Prodigal Son's podcast. Craig, you are hereby cordially invited to pound sand. That is all. I did also want to mention, hey, welcome to Alpha Team who joined our alliance.
But can I just sub in for Brian one night if he can't be there? I'm going to be like, hey, I'm Brian.
Yes, but you only have to do that voice for like a third of the show.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay.
I'll wear a special shirt.
I'll talk to my people.
No, is it just the shirt? Like, there's nothing on underneath the shirt, right? It's just a shirt.
No, that's the key. That's what makes it a sleeping shirt.
Okay. I think that's all we got this week. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, there's only one thing to say, and that's, damn it, Janet, I love you.
Yeah, nice.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Bye, friends.